Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. Today's video is very interesting, I think. It's Marie Folio giving some very good advice about what to do if you have a very difficult decision to make. Because sometimes it can be scary if you're making a decision about a big issue or something you don't know about. So she gives you some advice on what you need to do. Like asking, what is the worst thing that could happen? So I was thinking about this before I came to Taiwan. I was very scared. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go. It's a very difficult decision to make. But then I thought, if I don't go, what will I feel? Will I regret this for my whole life? And then I thought, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then I thought, okay, so I won't like it and then I'll come home. And that was it. So I thought, no, it's much better to go and see what, to experience it for myself. So I'm wondering, what do you guys do if you have a big decision to make? Is there any advice you can give people or anything that you do to help you make decisions? But anyway, let's have a look at today's sentence. So no matter what you're facing right now, no matter what's getting you so scared, there's only one question that you need to ask and answer to find the courage to make that big leap. And the question is this: what's the worst thing that can happen? So no matter what you're facing right now, no matter what's getting you so scared, there's only one question that you need to ask and answer to find the courage to make that big leap. And the question is this: what's the worst thing that can happen? So the first word, facing. This is a verb, 就是面临的意思. This is to deal with something bad or unpleasant in a direct way. For example, my friend is facing a lot of problems now. Now let's look at the verb, to face. 就是面向的意思. This is to stand or sit with your face and body turned towards a direction. For example, I was facing the other direction when the accident happened. Now let's look at face. This is a noun, 就是脸的意思. The boy's face was so dirty after he returned from playing outside. Now let's look at faced. This is a suffix, 就是表示脸的意思. This means having a particular kind of face. For example, the woman always looks so fresh-faced in the morning. Now let's look at scared. This is an adjective, 就是畏惧的意思. This is afraid of something. For example, I'm very scared of snakes. Now we look at scare. This is a verb, 就是惊吓的意思. This is to cause someone to become afraid. For example, dogs can get very scared when there is a thunderstorm. Now we look at scary. This is an adjective, 就是引起惊慌的意思. This means causing fear. For example, sometimes doing new things can be very scary. Now we look at scarily. This is an adverb, 就是很可怕的意思. This is causing fear. For example, scarily, she kept guessing every question correctly. Now we move on to courage. This is a noun, 就是勇气的意思. This is the ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. For example, they showed great courage to fight in the war. Now we move on to courageous. Courageous. This is an adjective, 就是英勇的意思. This means very brave, having or showing courage. For example, the Hong Kong protesters were very courageous, demonstrating for their rights. Now we look at brave. This is an adjective, 就是勇敢的意思. This is feeling or showing no fear, not afraid. For example, the man was very brave when he rescued the child from the burning building. Now we look at bravery. This is a noun, 就是勇敢的意思. Again, this is the quality that allows someone to do things that are dangerous or frightening. For example, the soldier received a medal for bravery. Now we look at leap. This is a noun. 只是一大步的意思. This is a serious attempt to do or understand something new. I always leap at the chance to try something new. Now we look at the verb to leap. 只是跳跃的意思. To jump from a surface. For example, I was forced to leap out of the way so the scooter wouldn't hit me. Now let's look at worst. This is an adjective. 这是最坏的意思. This is worse than all others. For example, I think the worst thing you can say to a woman is, when is your baby due? But they aren't actually pregnant. So I think that is the worst thing. But maybe you guys can think of some other things. Now let's look at worse. This is an adjective. 这是更坏的意思. This is lower in quality. For example, recently the air quality has been getting worse and worse. Now let's look at the opposite. This is best, an adjective. 这是最好的意思. This just means better than all others in quality or value. For example, those were the best days of my life in the summer of 69. So that's Bryan Adams there, the summer of 69. Very good song. I don't know if it's popular in Taiwan, but maybe you could have a listen. So now let's move on to happen. This is a verb. 这是发生的意思. This just means to take place, especially without being planned. For example, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So if you've seen the movie The Hangover, you'll know that they did a lot of crazy things, and that was in Vegas. So what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so they'll tell nobody about what happened. Now let's look at the final word. This is happening. This is a noun. 这是事情的意思. This means an event or occurrence. For example, The Happening was one of the worst movies I have ever seen. This was such a terrible film. It didn't make any sense. So if you haven't seen it, you can have a look. But I was laughing so much watching this film. It was just crazy. Very, very bad. So bad that it was pretty funny, actually. Okay, so that's the end of tonight's lesson. So now let's look at the sentence one more time. So no matter what you're facing right now, no matter what's getting you so scared, there's only one question that you need to ask and answer to find the courage to make that big leap. And the question is this: what's the worst thing that can happen?